Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from August the 24th, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's action, we saw a number of positives out of many of the equity indices and the indices that we follow on this video. Most notably, we saw crude oil rally up over 5.5% after it had quite the beaten down week last week. Equities on that front were led by small caps through the Russell 2000 as well as the NASDAQ composite. Small caps are up over 1.88%, while the NASDAQ composite was up over 1.55. As noted, pretty much everything was in positive territory. Bonds were flat yesterday, looking at AGG. So really a nice day for the market yesterday after what was a tough week in general last week. When we take a look at the chart of the S&P 500, we see that yesterday's action moved it up to form this double top here at 4480. Another nice rally. It matches its prior chart high from last week. It will be notable to see if it pushes further today, if it still has a little more gas in the tank to break this double top and return to a buy signal, as well as make a new all-time high at 44.90, something to keep an eye on there. Looking at the crude oil continuous chart symbol CL forward slash on our system, yesterday's significant rally brought it back into a column of X's here at 65. We did see it hold the support level at 62, and it's now back into a column of X's. Still quite some way before we see it return to a buy signals that would occur with a move to 75, a move above 75, and then we would see the crude oil chart return to a buy signal at that point. But continue to watch. And as far as, you know, if you have crude oil or energy exposure, we've seen that be an area of weakness in recent weeks. Maybe this might be a time to look for a rally and you know, step away a little bit on a bounce here, as we've generally seen the relative story begin to break down, especially for a lot of energy stocks. Somewhat has broken down on the commodity front, as we've seen agriculture really pick up the baton there in recent weeks and carry some buy signals away from that energy group when you look at Dolly. But energy still on the commodity front still does lie in that number one position. But as we've noted, and obviously as the chart appears, it still relies on a sell signal, and we may look at any further rally either today or for the remainder of the week as a time to step away on a bounce, or at least sell some of the position on a bounce. And we'll obviously need to continue to monitor that as the week moves on. This morning, browsing around the site, I thought it was interesting when we came over to the favored sectors page. We have seen some what we would call a little bit of narrowing of leadership. But when we look at the DWA groups, it's interesting to find out that right now we have only one favored sector, and that's going to be banks. We've seen financials move up into that second position last week, and much of that was due to the weakness in energy, and it was taking signals from energy. But we look today and we find that right now, banks, along with savings and loans, Wall Street are three of the really seven that are at least above average status. So giving that idea that we're seeing some strength out of the financials, and namely, we're seeing a lot of strength out of this bank group here when we look at the DWA sectors, as its bullish percent does lie in a column of X's, and it's also at an elevated level at 66%. When we look at the other pieces that qualify for bank being considered a favored sector, we find that it's RS positive, which measures that long-term relative strength, whether we see a stock on a relative strength buy signal versus the S&P equal weighted index. That is currently in a column of X's. We also find that the RSX chart is on a buy signal, so measuring that near-term relative strength against the market, it relies on a buy signal right now. And when we look elsewhere, we notice that the sector RS chart is in a column of X's, in indicating that DWA bank index currently is showing near-term outperformance versus the S&P equal weight. When we look at other indicators, we did find that the positive trend chart was in a column of O's, but it is at an elevated level. It's above, it's right at about 80, just shy of 80% when we looked at it this morning. So that elevated level is still a strong sign that we see many of these bank stocks trading in overall positive trends. And as we've discussed before, you can take a lot of this information from the indicators and develop potential stock ideas and develop a list of potential stock ideas. And today we've come over to the security screener. So if you select security selection, go to the security screener. And in this case, when you're brought to the initial landing page to run this particular screen, you will go to the run stock screen. And what we've done today is somewhat of a basic query that we wanted to look for. As far as our universe goes, we went ahead and selected this DWA banks sector here in order to focus in on those stocks that are within the DWA bank sector. And ultimately, when we find that sector is the only one, as we noted a moment ago, is the only one that is considered to be favored at this time. To start our query, we've gone down to the 30-day average volume. In this case, we did a 500,000 shares, 500,000 shares, mainly just to keep the list short, make sure we're getting a lot of those names that are highly traded. In many cases, our baseline for this is going to be 100,000 shares is what we like to look for. And this list would have been much bigger if we had done that. But for today's purposes, we wanted to focus on a short list of stocks. So we went ahead and did 500,000 shares there. Moving over to the technical attributes section, we checked off three, four, and five for fivers. And then when we come down to the trend chart section, this is where we focus on the fact that the bullish percent is in a column of X's. So we want to see our list of stocks be on point and figure buy signals. So we'll check this off here, as well as although the PT chart isn't in a column of X's, it is at an elevated level, telling us that still many of these bank stocks are trading in a positive trend. So we would look to mark trend here, trend positive. And then from there, because we have those RSP and RSX indicators still in favor for banks, we wanted to look at stocks that were on a market RS buy versus the S&P equal weight, but also showing near-term outperformance by being in a column of X's. And this is a fairly basic query, and we were able to whittle that list down. It started off with 400 plus names, and now it's down to 11 that we can really zero our focus in on. And this was the list of 11 that we got, starting off with a number of names we might recognize. You have Bank of America, Barclays, Comerica, Mr. Cooper Group, Deutsche Bank, JP Morgan, Bank of the Ozarks. So there's a number of names that we could see in the portfolio already or in some funds that we may own. But it is a nice starting list that we can go to. And what I've done here is gone through three charts that were my particular favorites just to give an idea of what someone might be looking for when they look for a new position or looking at the chart of bank stocks right now. And I would say probably at the top of my list as far as looking at big bank names right now is Bank of America, symbol BAC on our system. It's a five for fiver. It ranks in the top half of this bank sector matrix, which is a large matrix. Is the only one we'll look at today in terms of ideas that we present right now that has a yield north of 2%. So a possible yield play there for folks who may be looking for some yield. When we take a look at the chart, we've seen three consecutive buy signals since May of last year. And we find that the chart has now rallied up to this 42 level with this month's action, just one box below that May high there. A fourth consecutive buy signal would be complete with a double top break there at 44. And really, the reason this was the nice setup is it's got a nice support here at 37 as well as at 30. And it's right almost at the middle of its 10-week trading band. So it's offering a good execution point when we look at that 10-week trading period. The second stock we'll look at is going to be Mr. Cooper Group Incorporated, symbol COOP on our system. It too is a five for fiver. Doesn't have the yield that Bank of America has, but shows strong technicals when we look there. And when we look at the chart, it's just a fantastic rise for looking at this particular chart. When we note that it's given off at this point, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 consecutive buy signals since April of last year. And very notable when we see that in the fact that we really talk about the demand is in control of a particular name, and it is in this case. Saw the most recent be a triple top break last month as it's rallied up to new highs. Well, not new highs, it's prior multi-year highs, we'll say, when it moved up to this $39 level. Now, even though it's at this $39 level, its weekly overbought oversold rating is right on that cusp of maybe doing just partial positions here and adding further on a pullback, which pullback on the chart would occur with a move to 36. But really, this particular position, I think, is acceptable anywhere from this 35 to 39 range. So we could dollar cost average into this position if we were looking to do so, not really throw a full position on. But is a nice looking chart, has great support here in the 31 and 32 range, as well as further support at 29 and 27. Very nice looking chart. Thought it was a good potential execution anywhere from this range, as we noted a moment ago. The last stock we'll look at is First Republic Bank of San Francisco, symbol FRC on our system. It's also a 5 for 5er, has a tiny bit of a yield, and actually ranks in the top quintile of the bank sector matrix. So on a relative basis within the bank sector, it's showing tremendous strength within the bank sector itself. FRC, when we look at the chart recently, it's given two consecutive buy signals as it rallied up to a new all-time high earlier this month at 204. It has pulled back. We haven't seen it reverse back into a column of X's yet, but with yesterday's action, it's trading right at this 194, 196 level. So a little bit of work left to do in order to move back into a column of X's at 198. But I do think that it is a position that we could look to add if we were looking for banks exposure, as the weekly overbought oversold reading is right at the middle of the trading band with an 8% reading there. Nice. It's currently holding support at 192, as we've seen, has another level of support there at 188 as well as 178. And this one too, you could wait for the move back into a column of X's if that made you feel a little bit better, but I do think it's acceptable in this range. You may, along with Mr. Cooper Group, you may dollar cost average into this one as well, maybe potentially adding here and adding further once we see it move back into a column of X's. But as always, if you have any particular questions on this video, or whether you're looking at a individual stock chart, or just any ideas that you may have, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst Team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a wonderful day.